Once the furnace was fired up to the proper heat, the large semicircular door was raised and locked into place. Then two men with a pair of tongs about 15 feet long pulled one piece of material, usually angle iron, from the pile in front of the slab, then slid it across the slab and pushed it completely into the furnace. The door was closed, and we all waited for the metal to get red hot. The slab man would periodically look into the furnace through a swinging loophole to check the redness of the material. Once it was white hot, the door was raised, locked into place, and the angle iron was pulled out with the tongs by the two men. Then slid alongside the set, so one end of the angle was at one end of the set. It was pushed over, was dug down, then the action began. It was fast and furious and had to be done quickly before the angle iron could cool.
Sure.
I was on the wheel. That's what they call it. It was a cast iron semicircular bender that had a round pin in the middle, a handle near the handle, and a handle that was attached to a 2.5-inch diameter pipe about 9 feet long, weighed about 85 pounds. The heavier model used for thicker material weighed 125 pounds and was usually used by two men. My job was to insert the bender near the angle iron into a square hole and bend the angle iron over to the set, hold it in place until it was pinned down, and continue to the end of the angle iron until it was all pinned and dropped down into place. The final end of the angle iron was still red hot at the end of the set when it was finished off. That's how fast they had to go. You had to go fast. So once it cooled, you couldn't do it anymore.
No, it happened.
It was deadly work.
Yeah. What did the pinning down, the dogging involve?
Well, as I was bending it, the other four guys would be putting pins on top of the edge of the angle iron and dogging it down as I was going along. Mm-hmm. I would bend it, hold it, they'd pin it, I'd take it out, bend it, hold it, pin it, we went like that. I can't remember exactly how long it took to do an angle iron because some of them were heavier and longer than others, but we had to go fast.
Yes.
It's done within a matter of a couple of minutes.
It would have to be that fast, the heat would be lost very quickly.
Yeah. So everyone had to work together and quickly. There was no time for mistakes. If we were too slow, we couldn't complete bending the material. Of course, the material had to be just about white hot to begin with, especially the heavier and longer material.
Mm-hmm.